All right, Ms. Powers. Okay, so you mentioned that you had the shot 4 times per year for about 4 years. So that would be about 16 times in total, correct? And were you prescribed the medication within the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Who was your prescribing doctor? Was it Dr. Anthony Pickett as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me copy over the address one more time. Bear with me. We're almost done, okay? I do want to thank you for your patience. Nine zero zero three seven. Okay. And what was your pharmacy at the time? Or your current pharmacy?
My pharmacy at the time, maybe, I'm not sure. For the shots,
Yes.
well, he would give me the shot, so wouldn't they just come from him?
Okay. Let's see. So who's your current pharmacy? We can take current. Where do you pick up medication from? Walgreens? Okay.
Walgreens and CVS,
Okay.
and also it was a private pharmacy, I think Baldwin Hills Pharmacy. They're not open anymore, so back then
Okay.
it probably would have been in Baldwin Hills.
Okay. Which Walgreens do you go to? On what street?
Lawson.
You said Flossin? Or Lawson?
Yes, Lawson.
Okay.
Lawson, Slausson.
Okay. Oh, Flossin. Okay, I see that there. 1800 West Flossin Avenue?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now this is all information in regards to the diagnosis. Were you diagnosed with a brain tumor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And one more time, I'm so sorry. Like I said, these questions are repetitive. What was your brain condition?
You said what? You said when the phone's breaking up.
Okay. What was the name of the
Oh,
brain tumor?
meningioma.
Okay.
I can't say it right. Meningioma. It's a, common type of brain tumor, primary brain tumor. That's what they diagnosed me with. Like I told you, I received radiation therapy and microsurgery.
So bear with me. Let me go down to treatment and add that in again. Bear with me. Okay, you said microsurgery and radiation, correct? Okay. And where did you receive the sur microbrain surgery slash radiation?
I received it out here in Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
Just one second. I'm trying to pull the address up for you so you don't have to look for it. I received it at USC Norris Cancer Center, and the address is 1441 East Lake Ave, LA, California, 90089.
Okay. I do see that right here. Thank you. Okay.
I was just trying to make it a little easier for you.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate that. I'm over here in California as well, and I've heard amazing things about the USC Cancer Center. Did you feel like you had great
Okay.
Doctors all around you?
Yes, real good doctors, like
Good.
save my life doctors.
Good. Oh, I love to hear that. And do you remember your treating doctor?
Let me see. Dr. Elliot. I don't know if say his last name. It's H-O-G-G, Hogg or Hogue.
Okay.
Hogue. Dr. Hogue, he's a very good doctor.
Okay. Let's see. I see him right here. And you said he was your neurologist, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Bear with me. Okay. And then and when did you receive the treatment? When was the brain tumor treatment start date?
I don't remember the exact start date, but it was last year, 2024, ma'am.
Okay. Do you remember what month?
May 2024.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I have to look at, it's May 2024.
Okay.
I have a bill from it. So, yeah, it's
okay.
May 2024, and I was in there for 12 days, ma'am.
12 days? Okay. So, would you
kept,
say?
Yeah, longer, but I requested to go.
Oh, you did? Okay.
They would have kept. Yeah, I was just over everything, anxiety.
Oh,
I'm
sure.
And I also have they also prescribed me Remeron for my mental health.
Uh-huh.
And the anxiety I suffered after the brain trauma of not sleeping and stuff. So it was very hard for me.
I'm so sorry. Now, it does ask when the end date was. I know you said you were in there for 12 days. Let's see. Do you think it was till about the middle of the month, or do you remember getting out the next month?
I think I got out like May 20th.
20th?
May 21st, something like that, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Okay. So in that case, since you were out the 20th or 21st and you were there for 12 days, would you say the treatment date was around the 8th? May 8th?
Yeah.
Does that sound about right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh, because I believe I came home like on the 20th or the 21st, so I was like, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah.
And they still
we
need more tests.
Oh. Okay, so bear with me. Do you have another brain tumor surgery scheduled?
No, not as of right now, no.
Good, love
and
to hear that.
Hopefully I don't have to.
Exactly. Now, was the, this question's kind of irrelevant, because I already know the answer, but I do have to still ask it, so I do apologize. Was the brain tumor inoperable?
What do you mean?
Was it not able to be operated on?
No, yeah, they tried, so yeah,
okay.
It was operable.
Okay. And let's see, we already went over symptoms together. Is there anything else you would like to add to the medical notes for the attorneys?
No, that's it, ma'am.
Okay. And then let me make sure. Okay. Okay, so since we skipped to treatment, I'm going to go back up to diagnosis. Was the brain tumor cancerous?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what they said. Yes, ma'am.
And when did you discover your injuries were related to the use of Depo-Provera?
I discovered that in, I think, 2023 or 2024.
Okay. What date would you like me to put? It's just an approximate.
Well, I was diagnosed last year, so, yeah, you would put 2024, ma'am.
2024? Okay. And around the same month you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me. Okay, so around 4, 2024 would be correct, April 2024?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And were you diagnosed in the United States?
Yes, ma'am. I've
Okay.
never been out the country.
Okay. And I know I already know the answer to this one too. I do apologize. What state were you diagnosed in?
California.
Okay. Was the meningioma diagnosed by an MRI?
Yes, ma'am.
And was it an MRI, CT scan, or both?
Yes, ma'am. Both.
Both. Okay. I remember you saying
They
the
built
CT
me for
scan.
both. Yes.
Okay. And who was your diagnosing doctor? I know we went over treating doctor. Who was diagnosing doctor?
I can't remember his name because it was like the ER. You know how they have different diet. He wasn't my doctor.
Okay.
That's
Was
just
it
who
at
they had
the
performed,
Okay.
hospital. Yes.
Okay, USC
Yes, so I
Hospital?
wouldn't know. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'll just put unknown, but that's okay. And okay, bear with me. I'm just copying over the address again. Nine zero zero eight nine. Okay. And was your diagnosing doctor, what was their specialty?
He was what's that word? Not endocrinology. I'm not sure. A neurologist. I just don't know his
Neurologist.
name.
Okay.
Neurology.
Okay.
Yeah, neurologist. It's just 'cause you know how when you're in emergency, they had a lot of different doctors,
Yep.
giving me tests. There were so many different doctors in and out of the room.
I know I was just
I had
recently in the
some that were
emergency
pre.
room. There's so many different ones.
Yeah, so
You
some of them,
have the one on your med or
some
on
of
your
them were coming
form and
in.
then yep. Oh, I'm
And then
so
some coming
sorry.
in were PAs, so it was just different. They were physicians, just different people. And sometimes three doctors came one time, three different doctors
Oh
came in at one
wow.
time,
Oh wow.
and they said they were in on the sit-in. So, it was just different. Oh, I saw so many different doctors.
And then, did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, never.
Okay. Do you have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
Yes, the hospital has them, ma'am.
Okay. Can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically or either?
Well, you guys can't pull them.
So they most likely, since you will be signing the HIPAA compliant medical record release forms, most likely they would be able to get them on your behalf. But if they are unable to
Okay.
obtain them, then they may need you to have it. One way people do like to provide it is through MyChart. Do you have access to your MyChart login?
No, I don't even have that.
Okay. I'll put no for that. Then if needed to, if they're not able to pull your medical records, would you like to provide them mail, electronically, or either?
Either.
Okay. And who is your health insurance company?
Medi-Cal.
Okay. And are you the policyholder?
Yes.
Okay. Now, excuse me, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This helps prevent disruptions in
Okay,
your
my
case.
mom.
Okay. Does she live with you or not live with you?
No, she doesn't live with me. She lives in a
Okay.
different state.
Okay. And what's your mother's first name?
Stephanie.
Did you say Bethany?
Stephanie
Oh,
with an
Stephanie.
S.
Okay. STE.
FANIE.
Okay. And what is your mother's phone number?
702-502-2528.
5 2 8. Okay, I have 702-502-2528.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Would you like to provide her email at this time?
I don't have it.
Okay. And would you like to provide her address at this time? If not, it's okay.
No, I'll provide it later. But she,
okay.
Yeah, she just moved, so I have to get it. I don't
okay.
know it.
That's okay. Are you
so
able...
My mom's older, so she doesn't really use email like that.
Of course. I know. My mom's the same way. Now,
yeah,
are you...
She doesn't really even know how to do that.
I know. Do you always get calls like, hey, can you help me with this? My mom always calls me asking for help for TV.
And all
yep,
kinds of
yep,
stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, her phone, everything.
Now, are you able...
Her Apple Pay.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Or my mom will call me asking, how does she put one of those? You know how they ask for security codes sometimes? She's like, how do I put this number in?
Yes.
I'm like, you just type it in, Mom. It's so funny.
Yeah, so I told her, I said, Mom, you do have Apple Pay. She's like, I don't have Apple Pay. I never applied for it. I said, you don't apply for Apple Pay.
Yeah, everyone has
iPhone.
It. Yep, yep. Oh, that's so funny. I love them. Now, are you able to provide a large eligible signature?
Yes.
Okay. All right, now we are done with the intake. I do apologize for it taking so long. Like I said, it's just to get the most accurate information to strengthen your claim. Now, this is for the HIPAA-compliant
okay.
medical record release forms. What is your social?
568-87-7630.
Okay, I have 568-87-7630.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we are done. I'm just going to read through everything one more time to make sure I did not get anything incorrect. I have, I asked you if you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. You said yes, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I asked if you already had an attorney to assist you with filing a claim. You said no.
That's true, correct.
Okay. Has anyone ever sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically, or sent you a packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding this lawsuit?
No, ma'am.
Okay. This claim is for yourself, and you are a resident of the United States. Are those correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I asked if you were concerned about an injury that occurred from taking Depo Provera birth control. You said yes.
Yes.
Your injury after taking Depo Provera was a meningioma. It is located in your brain, and you were formally diagnosed with a meningioma tumor. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay. Date of diagnosis was April 2024, and you do not know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera. Are those correct?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I asked if you received birth control shots / injections. You said yes. I asked if you used the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera. You said yes. You specifically used the name brand version of birth control Depo Provera, correct? Depo Provera, is that
yes,
all correct?
Yes, to my knowledge.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And I asked you if you used Depo Provera multiple times yearly. You said yes. How many years did you use Depo Provera? You said 4. And within one of those years, you confirmed you had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I asked if you recalled approximately how many weeks it was in between each injection. You said 12. Annual number of uses is 4. Are both of those correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I asked if you used Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date. You said yes. Start date was 8/2007. End date was February 2011. Is all of that correct? Okay. I asked if you were diagnosed with neurofibromyalgia. I'm going to say it one more time. These medical terms are so hard. Okay. I asked if you were diagnosed with neurofibromatosis 2. You said no.
Yes, I don't know what that is, ma'am. That's
okay.
Correct.
You confirmed your gender, you're female, you confirmed your marital status, single. Are both of those correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. First
Yes,
name,
ma'am.
Katrina, K-A-T-R-I-N-A, middle initial S, last name Powers, P-O-W-E-R-S.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's correct.
I'm not going to read your social again because we already went over that twice. Date of birth is 1/3/1986.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Preferred method of contact is email or text message. Your email is ilovemalia9@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Phone number is the one we're speaking on. It is your cell phone.
Yes.
Okay. Current state of residence, California. Address is 5714 South Manhattan Place, Los Angeles, California, 90062.
Yes.
Okay. I asked you if Dapibrovera was administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself. You said doctor. I asked if you can provide the administering clinic information. You said yes. And the state that you received the injections was California. Is all of that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I asked what locations of your body was injection administered. You said arm. Injection method was he would place the shot in your arm. Are both of those correct? Okay.
Yes.
I asked how many times were you injected with the product. You said 16. Name of the doctor who administered Dapibrovera was Anthony Pickett. Are both of those correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. His facility was private practice at 4230 South Figueroa Street, Los Angeles, California, 90037.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I asked if you were prescribed the medication within the United States. You said yes. Prescribing doctor was Anthony Pickett. Same address, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I asked what pharmacy you use. You said Walgreens at 1800 West Slauson Avenue, Los Angeles, 90047.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, bear with me. Forgot to copy over their phone number. Okay. And I asked if you were diagnosed with a brain tumor. You said yes. The brain condition was a brain meningioma. Are both of those correct?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry once again. I asked if the brain tumor was cancerous. You said yes. I asked when you discovered your injuries were related to the use of Dapibrovera. You said around the same time of diagnosis, which was April 2024.
That's correct.
Okay. I asked if you recall the name of the facility or medical professional who made the diagnosis. You said yes.
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me. I'm so sorry. I'm getting a call right now. I'm trying to ignore it. I am so sorry. It won't let me leave my screen. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry for that pause. My computer was giving me problems. Okay, where was I? Okay, I asked if you recalled the name of the facility or medical professional who made the diagnosis. You said yes. I asked if you were diagnosed in the United States. You said yes. What state were you diagnosed in? California. And was the meningioma diagnosed by an MRI? You said yes. Is all of that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I asked what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma. You said both CT scan and MRI. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Diagnosing doctor, unknown. Diagnosing facility was the USC Comprehensive Cancer Center. at 1441 East Lake Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90089. And diagnosing doctor's specialty was a neurologist. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. I asked if you had a prior cancer diagnosis. You said no. I asked if you received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis. You said yes. Where and why? USC Norris Comprehensive Cancer Center at 1441 East Lake Avenue, Los Angeles. Is that all correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, ma'am.
What type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Micro brain surgery / radiation, and your treating doctor was Dr. Elliot Hogg at the USC Cancer Center as well. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay. Treatment start date was around 5/8/2024. Treatment end date was around 5/20/2024.
Yes.
Okay. Have you had brain tumor surgery? Yes. Do you have brain tumor surgery scheduled? No. Is the brain tumor inoperable? No. Is all of that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I asked if there were any other alternative conditions that you suffer from. You said no. What symptoms were you experiencing from the tumor? You said headaches, nausea, seizures, vision loss, swelling, irregular menstrual bleeding, and hair loss. Is that all correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I asked if you recalled when you first began having symptoms related to the tumor. You said yes. You recalled beginning having symptoms around 10 of 2007, October of 2007.
Yes.
Okay. I asked if you had medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis. You said yes. If needed to, you could provide them either through the mail or electronically. You don't have access to your MyChart login. Health insurance company is Medi-Cal, and you are the policyholder, Katrina Powers. Is that all correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Your emergency contact is your mother, Stephanie. Her phone number is 702-502-2528, and no address and no email, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I asked if you're able to provide a large eligible signature. You said yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, lastly, if anyone other than yourself has provided you with the answers to the questions we've asked today or coached your responses, submitting or signing any legal documents based on false or inaccurate information could subject you and any involved parties to serious legal consequences, including penalties for fraud and perjury. To protect yourself, we strongly advise that you do not electronically sign or submit any forms we have sent or any forms our attorneys may send to you until you can personally and truthfully verify all information provided. With that said, would you like to continue today?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Ms. Powers, before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they're working your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I will also be transferring you over to them now for your welcome call and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all of the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms, like a medical release, so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass tort lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have any questions before I submit your information?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to be sending you DocuSign documents to both your email and your cell phone as a text message. So bear with me. Let me get that set up. Okay, let me make sure everything copied over correct. Okay, now there's going to be an area for signature and areas for initials as well. So please be sure to, do signature in the signature and initials in the initials. And if you have any questions, I'll be right here, okay?
Okay. Okay. Double repair face moisturizer delivers double action to help repair skin's barrier and provide 48 hour hydration for healthy looking skin. Wash and save. Okay. Line at the top. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Fine.
See.
Fine, everywhere is telling me to sign, correct?
Correct. Pediasure, I was concerned he was behind in growth. His pediatrician had us try Pediasure. It's clinically proven to help kids grow.
Okay.
And then when you're done, there should be a little finish button up at the top right corner.
That's what I pressed.
Okay, let's see if I received it on my end. Okay, I think I did. Okay, I do see it here. So what's going to happen next, like I said, is they're going to be reaching out to you. So please be sure to look out for their call. And it's going to just be a quick call just to verify all the information that I sent over to make sure it's all correct for your claim. And then they will kind of take it from there. And I'm also going to be texting you with my personal callback number. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can always reach out to me. And if I don't know the answer for something, I will get you someone who does, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me before I let you go?
No, that's it, ma'am.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. I do want to thank you for your time. I'm so sorry for everything that you've gone through, but let's get your voice heard, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
have
you.
A blessed day.
You too, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.